From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Healthcare workers treating Ebola patients will soon use new protective gear with no skin exposed. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, tells ABC's This Week those caring for Thomas Duncan at a Dallas hospital were vulnerable because they had skin showing. And he says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was using the same protocol as the World Health Organization, which did not work.
There were parts about that protocol that left vulnerability, parts of the skin that were open. Very clearly, when you go into a hospital, have to intubate somebody, have all of the body fluids, you've got to be completely covered.
Fauci says the new protocols will be finalized soon. Meanwhile, as Brian Bull of member station WCPN in Cleveland reports, universities and colleges are updating their training for nursing students, whom they consider to be the front lines of infection control.
Let's join up.
Right after Dallas nurse Amber Vinson tested positive for Ebola, administrators at Baldwin Wallace University in Cleveland consulted the CDC on the latest methods in curbing infectious diseases. This classroom has been rendered as a hospital ward. Nearly 20 nursing students are reviewing how best to don and remove protective gear. Jennifer Johnson is the university's clinical lab coordinator.
The concern has been from Dallas, neck coverage. If you look at the isolation gown, the neck is exposed.
They've ordered the latest technology from their supplier, which covers the neck. The American Association of Colleges of Nursing has called on its 750 member schools to implement the latest protocols. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Cleveland.
Supplies of natural gas from Russia to Ukraine could resume in time for winter. Ukraine's president says he reached an agreement with Moscow to resume the flow. Petro Poroshenko says he expects the deal to be signed during the next round of European Union-mediated gas talks Tuesday in Brussels. Russia cut off supplies in June because of unpaid bills. South and North Korea have again exchanged fire across their border. From Seoul, Jason Strother reports it's the third time in 2 weeks that shooting has broken out.
South Korea's military says there were no casualties in this latest firefight. It says warning shots were fired at 10 North Korean soldiers who came too close to the border. Two shots were reportedly fired back toward the south. 2 weeks ago, the two countries' naval forces traded rounds near their disputed Yellow Sea border. And last week, North Korea shot at balloons filled with anti-Pyongyang propaganda launched by South Korean protesters at the DMZ. For NPR News, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.
Asia markets are trading higher at this hour. The Asia Dow is up 1.6%. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, is ahead by 499 points. That's 3.4%. And the Hang Seng in Hong Kong is trading up by nearly 1%. U.S. futures contracts also trading higher. This is NPR. A huge pro-independence rally was held today in Spain's northeast region of Catalonia. Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid. The region has its own language and culture and has long sought autonomy from Spain.
Tens of thousands of Catalans rallied in the streets of their regional capital, Barcelona. Just like Scotland, Catalonia wanted to hold an independence referendum this autumn. But Spain's government and high court blocked it. An unofficial, non-binding vote will be held November 9th instead. Many Catalan protesters are calling on their regional government to hold early elections and make those elections a de facto referendum on breaking away from Spain. Pro-independence parties have said if they win, they'll make a unilateral declaration of independence and form a new country in Europe. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
At least 14 people were arrested in New Hampshire after a pumpkin festival near Keene State College turned violent. Police say cars were overturned and bottles thrown. Police used tear gas to try to control the crowds. Moviegoers like Brad Pitt's bloody World War II movie Fury, which took top place at the box office this weekend.
We never run before, I ain't running now.
What's that?
We're going to fight it out.
We can't.
I'm going to hold this crossroad.
What you mean you're going to hold this? The tank's busted.
In Fury, Pitt plays a hardened war vet leading men overcome by fatigue and traveling by tank in Nazi Germany in the final 2 months of World War II. In its debut weekend, the film brought in more than $23 million in ticket sales. Gone Girl dropped to second place, bringing in $17.8 million. That's after 2 weeks at the top. And the animated feature, The Book of Life, opened in third place. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.